This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
This week, the Isser in the Torah, which appears both in Parshas Mishpatim and in Parshas Shoiftim, of Shoichad, of bribery. We mentioned the tremendous Chiddush of the Chazon Ish, where the Chazon Ish writes, seemingly, from the words of the Chazon Ish, it sounds like he holds that the Isser of Shoichad is what causes the Ivaron of Shoichad. That because it's Aser, that is why it is Ye'aver Einei Chachomim, and it's Ye'aver Pikchim. Because the Torah asks it, the Torah also says, an Inyan Skuli has nothing to do with our regular notion of favoritism. It's an Inyan Skula, the Torah put in the Teva, the Torah put in the Bria, that if you receive Shoichad, if you take Shoichad, so that will blind you from judging accurately. The Vilna Gaon says will blind you both in Yonei Torah, in Yonei Halacha, and in Yonei De'olam, Milei De'alma, it will blind you entirely, you won't be a valid judge. That even if, as the Torah says, you think you are, but you end up judging Emes Lamita, you end up getting it right on the head, right? Even a broken cock is right twice a day. So you end up paskening right. Still, you are over the Isser because it doesn't matter. You didn't see things clearly. Taking Shoichad itself is a problem. So someone joked with me yesterday. They said, the Torah only says that Shoichad is a problem for Chachamim. I don't consider myself a Chacham. So for me, it's fine to engage in Shoichad. So the truth is, it's not such a joke. This is a big shaila, halacha lemaisa. Now, of course, we're not talking about dayanim, because if you're not a chacham, so then you have no right, you have another psul, a bigger psul in being a dayan, that you're not a chacham. But what about in other areas of life, other areas of politics, other areas of life in terms of legally, in different realms, whether we're talking about in the realm of the legal system in a different country, or talking about in terms of positions, or talking about in the realm of anything, in terms of positions and getting a position in a school, getting a position in a yeshiva, getting a position anywhere. How do we deal with bribes? Is that part of the Isser of Lesikach Sheichad? And how broad is this Isser of bribery? Does nepotism fall into the category? Does any sort of favoritism? Does a person always have to recuse himself if he has any possibility that his vision is skewed? Does that mean, is that part and parcel of Shoichad? Or do we say, no, Chazon Ish said, Shoichad be'etzem inherently is not a problem. It's only because it's aser. So where did the Torah aser it? The Torah aser it when it comes to a judge. Anywhere outside the realm of judge, so then it wouldn't apply. So in fact, this seems to be the debate amongst the Rishonim. Where the Rishonim coming from a Gemara, Maseches Sanhedrin. The Gemara says as follows. We don't have time to get involved in the details of the Gemara, but the Gemara was dealing with a certain case of a person who killed another person, and we're not dealing with it at the time where Bezin was able to, or a place where Bezin was able to be Mechayev anyone Misa. So therefore, we can't go through with regular Din Torah, says the Gemara. Bar Choma Kotel Nafsha, he killed someone. Amr Le Reish Galusa, Lerav Abba Bar Yaakov, Poik Ayim. The Reish Galusa, the head of the Jewish community, the political head of the Jewish community, appoints someone to go and look into it. And if Itaka killed the person, so we're not going to kill him. Of course, we don't go and give him Misa's Bezdin unless we have Smuch and we have people in Eretz Yisrael that are able to paskin Misa. But what are we going to do? We'll give him a Knas. What's the Knas? We're going to gouge his eyes out, says Rashi. V'hai kinsahu yinakru es einov. We're going to gouge his eyes. He killed the person. We're going to make him blind. We know an Iver is considered to be like a mace. So this will be the Knas. So now we're not dealing with Din Torah anymore. We're not dealing with the halachis of the Dayan that the Torah stipulates in Mishpatim or Shoiftim. We're talking about another realm. We're talking about the realm of Knas, just keeping society running properly. That was the case. And the Gemara ends up going through a regular Shakavitarya, whether he was able to prove that the person was killed, whether he wasn't able to prove the person was killed. At the end of the day, someone comes and finds a defense for this Bar Chama. So what is Bar Chama? He feels like he has been saved. He was about to be blinded by the Reish Galusa, and someone came in last minute for his defense. Says the Gemara, "Kom bar chama, nashka akare v'kabli l'charge d'chule shana." So the Amira that came in and defended him, Bar Chama gets up and he kisses him and he says, "I'm going to pay your taxes for the next year. I'm so happy with you. I'm going to pay the taxes for the next year." So is this a problem? Yesterday we discussed concept of Sheikhad also applies Sheikhad Me'ucher. Even after the Psak, still Sheikhad applies. So why is this not Sheikhad Me'ucher? Someone tells you he's going to pay your taxes for a year. That's a pretty good Sheikhad. That's a pretty good bribe. So why is this not a problem? Says the Rosh as follows. Kom bar chamei nashke akara. He gives him a kiss. V'kibul akarge d'chule shani. Lidaber ba'adoy el amelech efeitre min amas. And he patters him from paying taxes. U'belav hochi, says the Rosh. U'belav hochi p'tira bonem ikarge. Anyways, the Gemara says in Mesechus Baba Basra that the Rabbanon, there's rabbinical out in terms of taxes, and the mandate at this particular time, they weren't mechayiv the Rabbanim. They had the Jewish community has some sort of autonomous state, and therefore they weren't mechayiv the Rabbanim. The Gemara says in Baba Basra the taxes. It was the first edition of having some sort of leeway for Rabbanim. So the Gemara says that the Rabbanim don't have to pay taxes. So the Rosh says, since the Rabbanim don't have to pay taxes, so therefore hilkach lo havi k'shoichan me'ucher. If the Rabbanim were chayiv in taxes, so that would be real shoichan. That would be a real problem, because he's paying his taxes. But since he's not chayiv anyway, so that's not real shoichan. You didn't do me such a big favor. I'm not chayiv anyway, right? Doesn't sound like a great bribe anymore. So the Rosh says, therefore it's not a problem of bribery. But if he was chayiv in taxes, certainly it would be a problem. Comes the Pilpul Charift on that Rosh and says, what do you see from here? The Aser Kamobi Ribis Mucheris, Ura Davar Godol. The Rosh is teaching us a big Chiddush, says the Pilpul Charifta. Rabbeinu de Shaychar Aser Af Bidavar She'enoi Din Taira. You see, even if we're not dealing with the realm of Dinei Taira, we're not dealing within the realm of Halacha, we're dealing within the realm of Knossa. It's just different Knossa is that the heads of this particular community put in place to keep some sort of social, keep the community from social anarchy. So this is not Dinei Torah, and still we say that Shoichad would have been Osir had they been Chayiv in taxes. What do you see? That Shoichad in principle is Osir not only when we're talking about Dayanim, but even in the area where we're not talking about Dinei Torah. This is the comment of Pupul Chariftam. Of course, one could say it's limited strictly to Dayanim that are talking, even Dayanim, but it has to be Dayanim, even though they're not talking about Dinei Torah. But this is the beginning point. This is the springboard of this discussion in Halacha. So once we're saying it's not only limited to Dayanim, once we're saying it's not only limited to Din Torah, Sheikhad goes beyond that. So where do we draw the line? Where do you say that Sheikhad is, where do we draw the line of Sheikhad? Is anything Sheikhad now? Is any sort of bribe, any sort of enticement given to any political leader, would that be in the category of Sheikhad? So the Chassam Sofer has a very well-known known tshuva. Chassam Sofer was asked the following case. Right, so the Chassam Sofer, that he was written a shaila from a certain community, benacha b'neig hakehila lekabla leim ravu meira v'hayu maskimim, and there was a deal. This is how we're going to decide who the next rav is going to be. Dalid rabbanim. There are four rabbanim in the running. Litnem el toich klafe, so they're going to put their names on the ballot. Umisha yalam mehem rishon yichazu v'yishalu la'anche hakila kedoshim yirbu misratzim boy alam emanim harehu arav. So the first person they pull out, they're going to vote. And if more people want this Rav than don't want this Rav, he got the job. If more people don't want it, so they'll throw it out and they'll go to the next person. This was the method in which they were going to decide which of these Rabbanim got the job. Vashlishi Zocha. What happened? The first guy, no one's interested. The second guy, no one's interested. The third guy, finally, he got the vote. He got the vote of the majority. He becomes the Rav and he starts having his celebration, the invocation, everything is gewaldic. What happens the next day? Says the Chassam Sofer, Acha Eze Yomim Hayakol Hamoin Soyer. Right? This is even before the days of the blogs and the media was so great. What happened? There was someone had meddled with the election. It wasn't fair. It wasn't a fair election. Ki harbi me anshei akila kedoshe kiblu shoychad mamon mikrevei harav. This Rav, the third one, he had a wealthy family. And they started hiring people. You know, life wasn't easy back in Europe. So for a couple $100, so I'd be willing to vote. Okay, I'll deal with this Rav, right? As long as his chumras aren't too bad, we'll deal with him. We'll deal with him for a couple, right? Easily enticed. So now the whole community says the whole thing was rigged. It's not fair. The whole thing doesn't reflect any justice. So says the Chacham Sofer, is there shoychad in such a case? Do we consider it to be the Isser Torah? So of course it's not right. Of course it's not emes. Of course Chacham Sofer says you can't go based on such an election. But is this the Isser in the Torah of shoychad? Chacham Sofer seems to say yes. This is an Isser of shoychad, says Chacham Sofer. If you could prove that this in fact happen, this is in fact in nichlal in the iser of shoychad. V'hine im yesh edim sharav ba'atzmo omer liting lam shoychad pasul yos rav. And if the rav himself was in fact in favor of this, not only is the election not a good election, you have to do a new election, he's a pasul to be a rav because he was a person advocating for shoychad. So you see the Chacham Sofer is willing to extend the cases of shoychad beyond dayanim. It, like the Pilpul Charefta says, even to some sort of appointment, some sort of rabbinical appointment, the Isser of Shoychad applies. Many, many centuries, decades later, we have a shaila posed to Rabbi Yitzchak Zorberstein. Hey, mutter l'minal beis ha-sefer, l'hafil lachatz, l'hafil k'sharav, k'dei shebino, yekabel misra. Right? There's an opening for a Rebbe position. Rebbein position are very hard to come by. And one person wants the job, and his father happens to be menahel. So is it appropriate, is it acceptable for the menahel to put pressure on the board to hire this his son? Or is that in the realm of Shoychad? Says Reb Zilberstein as follows. Tshuva. It could be that this is nichlal in the iser of shaychad. Take a look at the Pisrei Tshuva quote. He brings the shaila from the Chacham Sofer. Shaychad is not only applicable in areas of a bezdin, an area of a din Torah. Shaychad also applies to positions, as the Chacham Sofer says. Ulamayisi she'lasher alti she'elazu as gisi agun Reb Chaim Kanievsky says. I pose this question to Reb Chaim Kanievsky. Veheishavli da. It depends on the scenario, it depends on the case, it depends on the qualities, the talent, the how appropriate this person is for the position, but it's not so far-fetched to argue that to impose certain types of pressure may be included in the Isser of Shoychad, a tremendous chiddush that one has to definitely be aware of when engaging in these types of relationships. The Aruch HaShulchan writes as follows. Says Aruch HaShulchan, Yesh davar shenoyegim ha'olim keheter. There is something, says Aruch HaShulchan, that I look around society, and he was speaking in his day, and it seems to be rampant, says the Aruch HaShulchan. V'u iser gadol, and it's a tremendous iser. Iser sheyesh bazeh kabbalah shoychad v'hachsholos harabim. People, they seem to neglect the needs of the greater tzibur, neglect the needs of the community, and they impose all sorts of pressure that they're able to because of their specific relationships to get things done, which influence the community. And that's not acceptable, he says. That is included in the Isser D'oraisa of Shoychad. Shoychad, seemingly according to this poskim, is not specifically when it comes to bribery in terms of bezdin, and not even specifically in terms of monetary bribes, but any type of influence which you wield, which is inappropriate influence, would be seem to be Asr, says Aruch HaShulchan. Many people are nichshel in this. Kabbalah shaychad v'achsholas harabim u'machlekes v'chilul shem shemayim she'en keitz le'ha'oinesh. There is no end to the oinesh of such a thing. V'hu she'kasher nitzach livra l'manhig be'eze inyan. You need to appoint some sort of leader. Not only rabbanim, he says. Me'inyan ha'ir. Could be a political leader, whatever it might be. Al pi rishyon ha'meluchu u'mishtadun l'hadmin mirikreveyem. And you try to get your karov, your relative, into the job. O me'oveyem u'mach mesin. Or you try to make sure that someone else doesn't get the job. You know that this guy is not the best for the job, and still you go ahead and try to use your influence to get him the job. Says, you try to influence your friends to vote for this person, and perhaps you'll even pay them off. And they'll convince everyone that this guy really is worth the job, worth the position. But the Rebbeinu Shlom knows better. His vision is skewed. As Shoychad is Ya'aver Pikchem, is Ya'aver Enei Chachamim. V'rabim Chalolim Hepile Inyonim Ke'elav. V'lachin Tzorech Ha'odim Lizor B'zeh Me'oid Me'oid. At the very least, it's worth our while to take the words of the Aruch HaShulchan and at least think that we should ask a Shaila. Apparently, Aruch HaShulchan says, we think we're so far from Shaychat. Shaychat doesn't, no one would bribe a job, bribe a judge. Aruch HaShulchan is saying that the parameters, the gedarim of Shaychat goes well beyond Din Torah, goes well beyond a Bezdin, goes well beyond a regular Sichsuch in Din Torah, and therefore a person always has to have this on his mind when he gets involved in Sichsuchim, in different deals, altercations that affect the Tzibur.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.